Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
It's too legit, man.
Oh, I thought I cut that bug with my bad Miyagi'd that bug. it is 8:42 and 62. Hey, bud.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm just yelling things now.
Hey.
Hi, Jenna. Good to see you.
It's wonderful to see you, too. Three, I should say.
It's, yeah, all three of us, because yes. We got Kiki in here, too.
Yes.
Whoop-a-dee-dee.
Loved it.
I've been mean to you this morning.
Just pretend I'm not even here.
I'm sorry. I've been mean to you this morning.
You have been.
You look very pretty, and
yes.
I love
so
having you in here.
I'm packing the food for this weekend, so.
You're packing the food?
You should be very afraid.
I'm going to just catch all my fish. I'm going to be like a bear. Just gonna be eating trout like
I hope a bear eats.
What? That's mean.
Best weekend ever.
Grandma Emil always says, grab a can of Pepsi, you shake it up and you throw it, the bear will chase the can.
That's awesome.
It's not a bad idea. Anyway, let's get to it while you're here.
So all
right. Talking about bears. What do you got for us?
Okay, so one thing I want to talk about that I did not bring today because we've got it out flowing on the shelves, didn't want to break open a case, is the Budweiser Freedom Reserve.
Oh.
And that is a red lager that they've done for the summer. And
George Washington's beer.
Yes. And also it supports Folds of Honor. So
oh, awesome.
In the years past, they would always rebrand Budweiser, and that would always be like what they would donate profits towards certain amount of cases sold towards Folds of Honor, which supports veterans, families,
awesome.
You know, with college funds, just everyday needs, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But this beer they actually brewed and made differently, so it's actually a red lager. So,
And this was from the recipe that George Washington had.
Exactly.
Or wrote down.
Yes, exactly.
During the founding of this great nation, we are drinking the same beer.
Right.
That Sir George Washington drank. When he fought off those redcoats.
Yes. That's why it's red lager, right?
Yes. I mean, that's right.
That's kind of
we drink them.
So that's out there. I just want to talk about that. It's in a kind of a stubby, like retro bottle for the 6-pack bottle. And then they also have 12-pack bottles as well.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Actually, when you open a can, Eagle gets its first feather.
Oh, my God.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
It's like when you ring a bell on the Christmas tree and
that's
Angel
right.
gets its wings. It's like that with beer, with
that's
eagles
right.
and freedom.
That's right.
So
when you crack one open, it goes, Kah! That's great.
It says freedom.
Apparently, I've already
freedom.
Been drinking this morning.
That's all right.
What else do you have?
Okay, so I kind of want to bring some things I feel for Memorial Day. You're out in the boat. You're out by the beach. It's just beautiful. It's supposed to be beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful, right? I want to bring something we've already talked about. We've already tried, but just kind of bring back to everyone's forefront is Bud Light Orange.
Yeah.
So I cannot tell you guys, we cannot keep this in our warehouse.
They can't get enough of it.
No,
it's crazy.
It's crazy. I see so many pics on Instagram, Facebook. People just like, I love this beer. It's refreshing. It's different. So it's good stuff. So we'll crack that guy open.
Did you bring this in before I came?
I have.
You did.
Yep,
okay.
I did. Yep.
Try to remember.
Yep. So I brought this in. Just kind of wanted to touch base again on it as people are selecting for Memorial Day when they're out and about and enjoying. This does come in several different variations. You can get it in 2 12-pack cans. You can get it in 12-pack bottles. You can get it in 25-ounce can, which I brought today. And, of course, 6-pack bottles. So you've
smells
got something
so good.
For everybody.
Yeah, it smells so good.
Really
yeah, that's the tall boy. You
yes,
tape
I brought
a
the tall boy.
Tape a couple of those to your hands. You're going to have a good time.
It's hard to purchase this beer because I've been buying them all.
Yeah, there you
seriously.
Go.
Oh, it's
yeah.
so good. It's so smooth.
It is. It's
so smooth.
It's unique, right? And so Bud Light Lime came out about 12 years ago, and it was huge, and everyone just loved Bud Light Lime, and now it's kind of like Bud Light Lime has its friend, and
yeah.
it's got orange. So it kind of depends on your citrus flavor.
Question.
Yes.
If I drink that in the morning
yes.
in place of orange juice, does that mean I have a drinking problem?
You know, I think that's just something you should talk to Kiki about
yeah.
and discuss, but I think that you're okay in my book. But
I think it counts. It's fair. I think it's fair.
Yes.
A replacement.
I think you're right.
Lay off me, Hunter.
It's
I'm
okay.
fine.
You're pressing my like booze.
It's
early
okay.
in the morning. The thing is, don't brush your teeth and then have it.
No,
you're
definitely right. not.
You'll
yeah.
ruin
yeah.
it.
Definitely
You'll
not.
Ruin it.
Absolutely not.
What else you got for us?
Okay, so I think this is a lot of fun. So, you know, again, refreshing, thinking things that are nice and easy to drink, but also kind of fruity. For the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The Rita family, right? So they've got a whole new marketing scheme where they've got the older Ritas, their names are Ritas, they're
yeah.
out there drinking their Ritas, and it's really cute. But I brought Pineapple Rita, which is the summer seasonal right now, so it's a limited
oh.
edition. And then Coconut Rita.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, we're going to do a little mixology, and we're going to try them together.
Oh, let's do
oh,
it.
I like it.
And so my plan this weekend is to take these, mix them together, and add a little ice, and
yes.
make it like a frozen daiquiri.
Oh,
I
damn.
Love
you're, so
apple
smart.
Mm-hmm.
You're so smart. You're so smart. And people can get all of these beers on the shelves. Well,
yes.
The Bud Light Orange, get it while you can. If you see it, buy it. That's kind of the mentality I have with that because it's going so fast.
It smells like summer.
It does.
In here. Oh, my gosh.
It's delightful.
It's the best smells, the studio has ever smelled. Not going to lie.
It smells like all those tan ladies on the beach.
With gosh, it does.
Coconut, it's got all the pineapple rub.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
it smells so good.
Oh, my gosh.
It smells so good. Calm down, Kristen.
Yeah, so I think this is just a great idea because, I mean, they're both obviously a little bit sweet. You know, it's a Tarita,
God,
but it's
good.
A nice little, you know, daiquiri that you can make yourself and serve your friends.
That is fantastic.
Add some ice to it, blend it. No need to do anything else.
I'm not going
to
get good. Anything nice. Done at work
Cheers.
Today.
It's sand in the toes, drinking the margarita. Oh, it's good.
Yep. Good stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fantastic.
That's so good.
All right. Well,
so we got a long weekend, and we got plenty of beers that we sampled here today.
Go stock up today. So you got the pineapple Rita, the coconut Rita. We got the Bud Light Orange. They're all available now. Go stock up. You don't want to be that guy fumbling through the beer aisle on Sunday.
Trying to figure it all out.
I know.
You know,
we're telling you what to buy.
If you want to get something for the ladies this weekend, maybe get these.
Do what George Washington would do. Get your ass to the store, all right? Fight some British sons of bitches on the way. Say, get your tea mouth out of here.
Tea mouth?
Your tea teeth, because they drink a lot of tea.
Oh.
Get your tea-stained teeth out of here. This is America, and we're going to drink some beer.
That's right. And, of course, want to say, because it is Memorial Day, you know, obviously we're here and thanking soldiers that have protected our country, and we're very grateful, and obviously we're memorializing those that have lost their fight, protecting all of us. So thank you out there for those of you that serve. And
maybe just take a moment this weekend to recognize
to make sure you realize that's why we're celebrating,
that's right?
And thanking them. So.
Of course. Well, thank you for bringing it back, me being an idiot.
No, you're good. You're
true.
Good. I mean,
but
we're having fun.
It is. It's Memorial Day weekend, and we celebrate this country. We celebrate the men and women of who protected this country.
Exactly.
And what better way to do that then crack and open a cold one, and if you see one, give them one too as well.
There you go.
So, hey, beer. Hey, bud. Hey, bud. There you go. I like that. All right, Jenna, thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate
you guys.
It.
Thank you. They are.